All right. He is one of the top sports writers in the country. That is Paul White. He was the founder of the USA's Today Baseball Weekly. And Paul is a regular with us on all these markers of the season, the holidays, among other times. Paul, nice to have you with us.
Good, good.
Very good. Well, here we go. We've done this for so many years together. This is our first marker of the season. It's also the one-third mark of the season, and it gives you and I a chance to sort of sit back, and at least I can sit back. You have to do all the work and tell us where we are. Let's take the National League West first. What do you see there on this Memorial Day?
I'm waiting for somebody to take charge. You know, we obviously Arizona had that great start. The Colorados look good at times. The Dodgers have struggled. The Giants are there. Probably a good thing. You know, they just kind of hang tough. It took a while, Longoria, McCutcheon, to kind of get settled. And somebody's going to make a run here pretty soon. It's a matter of when and where. I think Arizona's got to get healthy. You know, the Dodgers will spend some money if they have to and try to make some moves, so it could stay interesting for a while, but you know, the Dodgers lurking back there, you talked about at the start of the season, the hangover coming off last season. I think you were right. They get Kershaw back here this week. That's going to make a huge difference, just like Mad Bum for the Giants. I think Arizona can be a factor, but they've got to get everybody back.
You know, Paul, I look at the West, Paul White with us, and I've used this phrase, I guess, for maybe the last month once all the injuries started piling up. This race is going to be decided by who plays the best the last month and the last 6 weeks, last 2 months, really. It's a second-half race for me and to see who gets healthy. And I think if Colorado's bullpen, you know, stays together and the way Buddy Black has to use them up in Colorado, and if that young staff gets to do what they're supposed to do, but I think it's a second-half race in the West.
And I think a key is going to be who beats up the Padres. Don't lose to the Padres. You got to beat them every time out. That's going to be huge because everybody else is going to beat each other.
Yeah, good point. As you're talking, I'm just going to look. The Giants and Padres, there's always trouble with the Padres. The Giants and Padres here, as I'm looking at it. Giants are 3-4 with the Padres. So you're right. Yeah, 3-4 already. All right, yeah, the Padres are always trouble. Something always happens with them. All right, that's the West. I think we agree on that one on this Memorial Day. It's too early to even think about it. It's going to be a second-half race, and there's next month or so when all these injured guys come back, we'll sort of get a handle on that. What about the East? Because this is when we're going to see the Phillies here this weekend. They're coming in. Then, of course, the Giants go to Washington the following weekend. Acuna got hurt yesterday for the Braves, and lucky he didn't break his leg.
Yeah,
tripping over first base. He's on the DL now with a little bit of a mild sprain. DeGrom pitched great today for the Mets again, but he's about all they've got. What about the National League East? This is an interesting one. I'm anxious to hear your analysis of this one.
I don't think the Mets can hang in there. They've got a pitch. They don't have the depth. They probably won't have health all through the season. There's too many ifs, too many questions on that pitching staff. I think you take them out of the equation. Sure, they can give you trouble if you catch the right days with DeGrom and Syndergaard, especially DeGrom. They're going to beat teams. They're going to be a pain in the butt. But I still think it's Washington's. They haven't been completely healthy. They won today. If the Braves can't come back and beat the Mets, then Washington's tied for first place with the Braves. Get to play them this week. The Phillies are interesting. The Braves and the Phillies are very similar. Good young teams are going to get better, and it's a matter of how quickly. I think the Braves have a little bit more. I like their lineup a little bit better if everybody's in there. Acuna is a big part of it. I like their pitching going forward. I think their pitching is going to get better faster than the Phillies. The Phillies have good young pitchers, but the Braves have got a slew of them down on the farm if they need to dip in and get more. We saw a Soroka, a great young arm for a couple of starts. Then he got hurt, but he'll be back real soon. I think they're the one team that could give the Nationals a run. They probably won't stay with them all year, but I think the Braves and maybe the Phillies are good enough to hang in a wild card card race, especially if the National League goes the way we think it is, and nobody's running off with and putting up a great record. You know, 85, 88 wins probably gets you a wild card this year.
Boy, looking at the Nationals for a second, they did win today. Gio Gonzalez pitched great again.
Yeah.
Scherzer, of course, is an animal out there. Strasburg has been about 80%.
He's good, yeah.
Yeah, about 80%. The Roark gives you the innings. Then, of course, who knows who's going to be in that fifth spot. But do the Nationals, Zimmerman, he's still out. Harper's having this tremendous season with all the home runs. Do they look strong to you? Does this look like a strong team?
I think it looks like a team that's going to get stronger. They've covered for Zimmerman. The Matt Adams pickup was huge for them. He's been a big factor. They don't really miss Zimmerman. I think the really key is they've got to get Murphy back playing second base. I don't expect him to be a batting champion contender like he was before he had injury problems. But the other key, I think, for them is Adam Eaton at the top of the order. They put Trey Turner up there while Eaton's been out. Turner's a good young player. He's not really a leadoff hitter at this point in his career. He's got the speed. You know, they got him up there because he'll steal bases. But Eaton's that spark plug kind of guy. Put him in the outfield, makes a huge difference. I think all those pieces, as long as they have most of those pieces together, they've got a lot of depth. They've got a good farm system. We've seen some kids already. Soto, who they just brought up, hit a home run right away. It looks like a great talent. They have the kind of pieces in the farm system that they can either bring up to help or they can trade and get big pieces going down the stretch.
Well, this is a great example of what the marathon is all about, isn't it? The 162. Here we are.
It's exactly. Yeah.
And it's only, it's Memorial Day. It's May 28th. And there's a whole story ahead of us, and you want to get the pieces in place. Very good. All right, what about the Central? Pittsburgh is one of those surprise teams. I see Nova went on the DL. Vasquez, the relief pitcher, had some trouble, but he seems like he'll bounce back, although he's given up a ton of runs in the ninth inning. I can't believe it. What do you see in the Central? We just saw the Cubs for three, and, of course, this is a very strong team again.
Again, yeah. I mean, it's kind of like the East. You keep waiting for the Cubs to assert themselves and pull away, and I think eventually they will. Although Milwaukee's a team that's been playing really, really well, and they're doing it again today. They're leading the Cardinals. I thought the Brewers, the Cardinals would be the two that would hang close to the Cubs and give them a hard time. I don't see Pittsburgh holding up for the long haul. They don't have the depth, the pitching depth. They've got some bullpen issues even in front of the ninth inning. The Cubs just have all that depth, and they've got more guys they can just keep running out there. I think they just wear everybody down. That said, the Brewers can score a ton of runs, and with Jesus Aguiar hitting the ball the way he is, Travis Shaw is a guy that gets no attention, is a great hitter. Ryan Braun's back and playing well. Their pitching is a no-name pitching staff, at least the starting rotation is, and they're pretty good, but the bullpen is by far the best in the National League. Josh Hader out there is just an animal. They're going to be tough, and they're one of those teams that's starting to build it up and say, you know what, we're starting to believe in ourselves. Their problem is they can't beat the Cubs, and until they prove that to themselves, it's going to be tough.
Yeah, good point. Josh Hader is unbelievable. Yeah, you talk about the year of relievers starting games. Could you have Josh Hader start the All-Star game? What about that? Come on, they only go an inning anyway.
Right, he's only going to go. It'd be a great story. Send him out there, and the problem is games in Washington. Unless the rotations fall the wrong way, you got to think Scherzer's getting that start.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And the other thing about the Brewers, Yelich and Kane, they went out and made two trades. Well, they picked up the free agent, obviously, in the Yelich trade, but everyone said, boy, you're overdoing it. You got Broxton, you got Santana, you got all these outfielders, you got Braun. What are you going to do with everybody? And it turns out they needed him.
They did, and now they're having trouble getting guys in. Eric Thames was the guy who became the odd man out. Santana only plays half the time because Aguiar is hitting the ball so well. You need all these guys. It's just like, you need 8, 9, 10 guys, the starting pitchers, to get you through a season. And you're going to need all those bodies.
All right. Well, it's great to talk about it because it is the one-third mark, the Memorial Day mark. And It's those first couple of months you kind of figure out who you are. And I could tell just from our conversation, there's still a lot to be determined. Of course, in the season, you got 110 more games to go, roughly, so a lot more to go. All right, let's take a – well, I want to mention one guy to you, Derek Rodriguez. The Giants brought him up today. Giants starting pitching has really struggled vis-a-vis the league. They're 13th in starters ERA. They're desperate to get Bumgarner back and Cueto who knows when. But Derek Rodriguez is up, and the son, once again, of a major leaguer has gotten to the big leagues.
You know, it's a great story. And, you know, recently I was looking, you know, arguably going into this season, the three best offensive prospects in the minor leagues were all Vlad Guerrero Jr., Fernando Tatis Jr., and Bo Bichette, Dante's son. You know, there's plenty of this going around. And I think more and more, as the game has become such big business with so much media and social media going on, I think the guys, the young players who have been around major league clubhouses growing up, just get a sense of what it's like, get a feel for it. They have such an advantage over so many other kids coming into organized baseball, professional baseball. It puts them way ahead.
Boy, how about Derek Rodriguez? Do you know anything about him?
Actually, I'll tell you a funny story. Years ago, the Texas Rangers did a great TV advertising campaign with there was a young girl. She was probably 7, 8 years old at the time. Her name was Molly. Cute, pigtails, the whole thing. She used to do these things where she'd play video games on the scoreboard with the players. She'd interview umpires, try to learn how to make a strike call. And one day, the late Derwood Merrill, who lived down in the Dallas area, was the guy she was talking to, and she pulls out an eye chart at the last second and says, "So, where's the strike zone going to be tonight?" But she was such a popular figure doing their commercials. Pudge Rodriguez once told me that his son, Derek, who probably was, I don't know, 6, 7 at the time, said, "Dad, I want that girl to come to my birthday party." He had to call the Rangers, find out who this girl was that did their commercials, track her down so he could invite her to a birthday party.
I love it. That's a good one. Well, the next time I see Derek Rodriguez, we're definitely going
to... We'll have to ask him if she actually got there.
Yeah, we'll add that to the repertoire. Paul, let's take a break and we'll come back. I want to talk a little American League with you.
Sure.
And we'll do that right after this on the Sports Leader.
This is Tony Watson of the San Francisco Giants. Now back to the Giants pregame show with Marty Lurie on KNBR 680.
We've got a big sports day here in the Bay Area. Of course, we got the Warriors and the Rockets tonight and Giants and Rockies coming up as well. If you're interested, U.S. Restaurant, 414 Columbus, Columbus and Vallejo. Sit down, watch the game, have a wonderful meal. They have a beautiful dining room, and, of course, there's a great meeting room in the back. And open 7 days a week, Columbus and Vallejo, and I don't even start listing the food today because I'm going to get hungry. Paul, I'm going to make you hungry if I start listing the great Italian dishes they have there. All homemade, the U.S. restaurant in North Beach. You like North Beach when you come
here. Oh, love it. Oh, yeah, I love Italian food.
Boy, you're making me hungry already. All right. you know, I was just thinking about it. You have the Washington Capitals. It's a big deal with the Las Vegas Knights of the Stanley Cup. We've got the Rockets and the Warriors tonight. We've got the Giants and the Rockies here. What's it like? I think the baseball teams have sort of adopted the basketball and the hockey teams.
Yeah, in fact, even some of the minor league teams in this area have gotten behind the Capitals. They have a slogan that's called All Caps, and one of the minor league teams in Frederick, Maryland, Carolina League, actually had an All Caps night, and the team wore jerseys that look like the jersey the Capitals wore in one of their outdoor games a couple years ago, and then they auctioned them off for charity. So, yeah, it's a big deal. My son actually made a great point the other night. He says, "Man, this town's going crazy about the Capitals." He said, "But the whole rest of the world's rooting against them because the Las Vegas story is so amazing."
Yeah, it is. And come on, an expansion team?
Of course.
And, you know, when the NHL expanded way back in the mid-60s, late 60s, they put them all in one division.
Right.
And, of course,
the
St. Louis Blues, I think, got into the Stanley Cup Finals. And
three years in a row and got swept every time, yeah.
That's right. But this team actually competed with everybody.
Oh, they're good. And you know, it was interesting. It's funny in watching. There's this sort of, when is the roof going to cave in? You know, everything always goes wrong in the playoffs for them. And as somebody pointed out, this would be the ultimate to lose to an expansion team run by the general manager the Capitals fired.
That's funny. Hey, do you watch PTI? Do you, Tony Kornheiser?
Oh, yeah.
think he's terrific.
Oh, yeah, they're great. Tony and Mike, of course, worked around this area at the Washington Post for years and years and years. You'd see them at all the events. And, yeah, they're great.
Yeah, the thing about Kornheiser, and I really enjoy listening to him, and he's rooting for, of course, his team, you know, the Washington Capitals. But he's been rooting all year long for the Knights. You know, he's been going through the story. And he always says, I can't name one of them.
Right, exactly.
Nobody
and
can.
He admits it. He knows nothing about hockey, and he doesn't.
Yeah, nobody can. Can you name any? I can't name any.
I can, because I grew up playing the game, played in college stuff, and I sit here. I've got the NHL package. Yeah, I can pretty much give you the roster.
Very good. But, well, I'm the layman out there. I don't know anything, but I know the story. Paul White joins us. Always a pleasure to have Paul on, of course, during these holidays, and getting a real firm grip on what's going on in baseball, if we can. The Central in the American League, you've got the Cleveland Indians with a bullpen that has just imploded unbelievably. Yeah. And then you have the other four kind of teams lagging behind.
Yeah, and, you know, going into the season, I mean, I thought there were three teams in that division that had the potential to lose 100 games. Everybody but the Indians and the Twins, and I still feel that way. I think the Twins are kind of get it together. They've been missing Buxton and Snow a lot this year. I like some of their pitching. Jose Barrios is a great young pitcher. I think they'll be okay, and the fact that Cleveland's let them stay in the race, even though the Twins haven't played well, gives them a shot. But the Indians are amazing because, you know, when you really stop and think about it, with all the use of bullpens over the last decade, the one thing about bullpens is the names and the arms just churn through. You can't be sure for more than a couple years at a time that key bullpen guys are going to hold up. It's the exception, the guy that's a great reliever for years and years and years. And the Indians run in that. Even Andrew Miller, turns out, is not immune to that. And that's been huge. They let Brian Shaw go. He went to Colorado. That was a big setup piece for them. Cody Allen's been okay as their closer, but getting there is the hard part because Shaw's gone. Miller has been hurt on and off and ineffective when he's been in there. And it's just a bunch of guys after that. And if they don't get the innings out of their starters, and nobody does anymore because nobody asked for it, it's a huge problem for them. That said, they've got a pretty good offense. They probably should win that division easily. And the fact, you know, if the Twins had gotten off to a good start, I think it would have been a little bit more interesting. But I think the Indians probably be okay.
I think so. And I think the Twins will press them a little bit with the pitching. But, I think the Indians are one of the class teams. Then you look at the West and you have the A's in Seattle, really kind of surprise teams. I mean, we're at the one-third mark. They're both kind of in it and trending in the right way. Then we got a real taste of Houston this week. Let me tell you, with
they are good.
With Garrett Cole and Verlander and that offense, their bullpen is still. I'm not convinced on their bullpen, right. But when it comes to the playoffs, they don't even use the bullpen. They use the starters in the bullpen.
Well, and they can mix and match. I mean, Giles has struggled as a closer, but Devenski is one of those setup guys that is great. Brad Peacock they use all over the place. So, you know, they're not beyond, you know, they don't care about traditional roles there. They'll move guys around and do whatever. And I was looking at it this week. You could make a case right now if you were voting for Cy Young. Vote Astros 1-2-3, Verlander, Cole, and Morton. You might want to put Severino in there from the Yankees, but I mean, their pitching staff, you look at their numbers, they're a full run better than anybody else in the league. I mean, they're just going to dominate with that. I mean, it's still in the end pitching wins, and they just have so much of it. The Mariners, are almost as amazing. I mean, Robbie Cano gets suspended. D. Gordon's hurt. Felix Hernandez is not a great pitcher anymore. how are they doing it? And Kyle Seager's had a bad start. Nelson Cruz hasn't been the factor he usually is, but guys like Ben Gamel and Mitch Haniger and Mike Zunino, and it's like, you know, they're keeping them in the race. And don't forget the Angels.
Yeah, boy, okay, so that one still has a long way to go. I mean, the Astros are going to win it.
The Astros will win it, but yeah, those other, the wild card's so wide open in the American League. We expected that in the National League, but with the Central playing so poorly, you're going to get one from the East between the Yankees and the Red Sox, and then from there on, I mean, anybody could jump into that wild card race.
That's a good point, yeah, because you concede it to the Yankees or the Red Sox, the loser of that race gets in.
Right.
But everybody else, and Houston's getting in, Cleveland's getting in, then you're really taking, Toronto, the Angels, Seattle, the A's.
Yeah, I'm even fascinated with this Tampa Bay experiment. They're actually playing better since they've gone to this start the relievers. And, you know, I don't know how long they can keep patching that together, but they've got some good young arms in the minor leagues. Now, whether they'll bring them up and let them start or, bring them up and use them in shorter stints, that can be pretty interesting.
Well, the Yankees fell to the Astros today, 5-1, and Verlander.
Yeah, Verlander, yeah.
7-3, and his earned run average is 1.11. That's Bob Gibson territory.
Exactly.
Boy, amazing. All right. Well, I think we've covered it all. Yankees, Red Sox. Who knows?
Well, I still think the Red Sox are the best team in baseball right now. They're just everybody. The Yankees got the hype, but you look at that Red Sox lineup. J.D. Martinez hit his 17th of the season today. That ties him with Mookie Betts of the Red Sox. The Benintendi's just starting to hit. They can send out Sale and Porcello and David Price. If that stays healthy, I just think they're, for all the hype the Yankees got, and the Yankees are good, I think the Red Sox are just deeper.
Yeah, it's going to be a good one, and we'll be able to figure that one out because we're going to see them about 75 times on TV.
Yeah, no kidding.
Over the next two-thirds of the season. Every time you turn around, it's either Red Sox or the Yankees. Well, great to have you with us on this Memorial Day, and we've covered it all. And I think the bottom line is there's still a lot of baseball, obviously, up in the air. But I think we've identified the teams that, sort of have it together, and then the ones who are still, coming after you. And that's the way it should be for the first 2 months.
Yeah, there'll be a couple teams that we don't expect. They'll find a way to get into this thing.
Well, that'll be us on July 4th.
There you go.
We'll see the team that all of a sudden is still in there. Hey, Paul, have a great time, and I appreciate you being on always.
All right, thanks, Marty, anytime.
All right, that is Paul White. Boy, this man knows baseball. He really does. Always a pleasure to have him on.